Two-strike pitch to Howard. There's a chopper down the third base side, foul. Down holding at two strikes. Tremendous bunch of guys. We'll miss them all very much. The two-strike pitch. There's a high pop-up. Catcher Thurman Munson drifting under it in foul territory. He makes the catch. And Hondo has fouled out to Thurman Munson. But the big guy is going to get a hand. This is his night. And he can do no wrong. Confetti again coming down all over the field. Batter is Rich Billings. Aker fires a curve in for the strike. It's 5-5. We're in the last of the seventh. The Senators have out-hit New York 9-8, and they tied it up with four runs in the sixth inning. There's a ground ball in the hole to left field for a base hit. Past third baseman Ron Hansen and shortstop Frank Baker. So Rich Billings gets a two-out single to left. And Jeff Burrows is the hitter. The pitch is a curve in for the strike. There's a chopper down the third base side. Ron Hansen guns his throw to first, just in time to get Burrows for the final out. The Senators in the seventh inning come up with no runs on one hit, no errors, and a man left. And after seven, Senators 5, New York 5. Taking his warm-up crosses. Lindy will be facing Thurman Munson, Ron Hansen, and Frank Baker. Tonight's attendance has just been announced at 14,460. And the reason for the delay, some fans have come out on the field to shake hands with the Senator ball players, and I hope they'll leave the field of play so we can resume this final game here at RFK Stadium. For the moment, the umpires have cleared the field. When the field is cleared, play will resume. Exactly right. The home team is responsible for keeping order at the ballpark. Now, the fans have not been unruly, but a number of them have come on the field to try and shake hands with the Senators. And there's no way we can resume the game unless they do stay in their seats and show their appreciation to these ball players by cheering as loudly as they can for the club as they perform on the field.
Umpire in chief Jim Honachick has gone to the Yankee dugout, and he was greeted there by manager Ralph Hopp. So the three umpires, O'Donnell, DeMuro, and plate umpire Odom, are all around home plate. And I guarantee you, New Year's Eve was never like this in Washington. We might have had a lot more people there on opening day, but they weren't more demonstrative than the crowd we have tonight. Now, the Senators are being waved back down to the field.
Well, there are 14,460 bidding farewell to the Washington Senators. We hope it's not goodbye. We hope it's just a brief so long. And then another major league team will be here in the nation's capital. Hopefully a team that someday can give the fans that long-awaited pennant that they have so patiently waited for. Paul Lindblad again taking his warm-up tosses. Here's the situation. We're in the eighth inning. The Yankees will send Thurman Munson, Ron Hansen, and Frank Baker against left-hander Paul Lindblad. The field is literally covered with paper. The outfield looks as though it's been snowing. Fans have torn up paper, tossed it in the air, gave a tremendously wild demonstration for Frank Howard as he unloaded his 26th home run to spark a four-run uprising in the sixth inning. Munson is 1-for-3. Lindy fires a fastball too low, ball one. Munson has struck out twice, and he singled to center his last time up. The pitch from Paul Lindblad is low, ball two. Nice to have Rick LaFalce visiting tonight, witnessing the final game in Washington. Two balls and no strikes. The pitch to Munson. He punched on the third baseline. Lindy off the mound, quickly picks the ball up, throws the first off balance. Not in time. It's a bunt single for Thurman Munson, who can really fly even though he's a catcher. He has excellent speed, and he just proved it by beating out the bunt down the third base side. Thurman is at first with nobody out in the Yankee eighth in this 5-5 game. And here is Ron Hansen. Hansen has struck out, flied to center, and hit into a third to second force. So Ron, who came in hitting 213, is 0-for-3. He squares to bunt, takes a pitch inside, ball one. Howard was charging from first. Dave Nelson was charging from third. Five runs, 10 hits for the Senators. 5 runs, 9 hits, and 3 errors for New York. The bunt again, he misses it, and it's 1-1. So Hanson right now is trying to sacrifice Munson into scoring position here in the eighth inning. The pitch is in for strike two, 1-2. Again, Hanson squared the bunt, laid off the pitch, but it was in the strike zone, catching the inside corner. 1-2. On Ron Hanson with Thurman Munson at first and nobody out in the Yankee eight. The 1-2 coming. Line drive to the left field side, curving foul. It hooked foul as Hanson pulled it too much. And the count remains 1-2. The 1-2 coming, swung on and fouled back. Count holding at 1-2 on Hanson. With Frank Baker on deck. Now Gene Michael has moved into the on-deck circle, and he'll be pinch hitting for Baker. The 1-2 pitch. There's a ground ball to short. Toby up with it. Goes to second to one. Rags his relay. In time for the double play. Toby Harrah to Tom Ragland to Frank Howard. And they're now two out with nobody on. And Gene Michael, the batter.
The Senators 169th of the year, Ron.
Baker is a switch hitter. Or Michael, rather, is a switch hitter, batting right-handed against a left-hander, Lindblad. Pitches outside, ball one. Gene is batting 224. As a left-hander, batting 226. As a right-hander, 222. The pitch is in for the strike. It's 1-1. Jack Aker, the next scheduled batter. But Philippe Alou has moved into the on-deck circle. The 1-1 coming. Swung on and fouled back. Count is 1-2. One ball and two strikes on Gene Michael, batting with two outs and nobody on. Lindblad shakes off one sign from Rich Billings, has the one he wants. The 1-2 on the way. Outside, ball two. Want to thank Bert Hawkins for all his tremendous cooperation, the very personable road secretary and press relations officer. 2-2 pitch. A ground ball hit toward the hole, cut off nicely by Davey Nelson. Throws to first in time, and the Yankees are retired in the eighth inning. They come up with no runs on one hit, no errors, and nobody left. And the score after 7.5, Senators 5 and New York 5. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. The Senators are facing relief pitcher Jack Aker, who has been brilliant since relieving starter Mike Kekich. The score is 5-5 as the Senators have 5 runs, 10 hits and no errors. New York, 5 runs, 9 hits and 3 errors. Before Dave Nelson was set to stand in, apparently came up with some dirt in his eye. Trainer Bill Ziegler out there now administering to him, trying to get the speck of dirt out of his eye. Davey says he's all right and stands in against Jack Aker. We're in the bottom of the eighth inning. 5-5 the score. Aker has a sign from Munson. The pitch is a curve inside, ball one. Ron Hansen at third. He's guarding the line against a possible extra base hit. Gene Michael is at short in place of Frank Baker, who started. The 1-0 is swung on and missed. One ball and one strike. Horace Crox at second. John Ellis at first. Roy White in left. Bobby Mercer in center. And Rusty Torres in right field. The 1-1 on the way. There's a ground ball sharply hit off the arm of Gene Michael on into center field. Nelson takes a wide turn, and it's going to be an error on Gene Michael. So let's see if it's a costly error, as Davey Nelson with speed to burn is at first with nobody out. To 5 the score. The tie-breaking run at first base. Dillon's to the batter. He's a good bunter, and the Yankees are looking for the bunt. Aker delivers. Dell bunts to the first base side. It rolls foul. Grabbed there by John Ellis and handed back to Jack Aker. As Munson the catcher, Aker the pitcher, and Ellis, the first baseman, all converged on the bunt and grabbed it as it rolled foul about 15 feet down the line. One strike to Del Unser. Now let's see if the bunt's still on, or whether this time he'll swing away. Unser has reached on an error, flied to right, and grounded out pitcher to first, driving in a run in the sixth inning. One strike pitch is high, one ball and one strike. Again, Ellis and Hansen charging from first and third. First, almost a wide throw, and John Ellis straddles Dave Nelson sliding back in. One ball and one strike. It's 5-5. We're in the last of the eighth. The drama, the tension had been great. Nelson breaks for second. Unser throws. He's got at the ball, and Nelson has just stolen second base. That time, Del Unser, to protect the runner, threw his bat at the ball. And the throw from Thurman Munson was off the mark. And Nelly, who leads the club in stolen bases with 16, has just pilfered number 17. He's the tie-breaking run. In the last of the eighth inning, it could well be the winning run. One ball and two strikes to Del Unser. Aker at the belt. Rocks and fires. Swung on and missed strike three. He got him with a sidearm pitch on the outside corner. Here's Tom Ragland. Lindblad is scheduled to bat next. We may see a pinch hitter for him. But we'll just have to wait and see. Lindy is a pretty good hitting pitcher. One out, one on. Nelson at second in a 5-5 ball game. Raglan is 1-for-3. He takes a pitch outside corner, strike one. He reached on an error by the shortstop. Single to center. Was called out on strike. Akers struck him out in the sixth inning. The one strike pitch, low and outside, it's 1-1. Bobby Mercer now coming in, playing a very shallow center field. Now Bobby is retrieving a ball from the bullpen. One ball and one strike on Tom Raglan. Dave Nelson is at second, and there's one out. Akers the belt, the 1-1 coming. There's a ground ball to third. Bobbled by Ron Hanson, picks it up, has no play. Ron Hanson, and it's the fifth error tonight committed by the Yankees. I believe the Yankees are more unnerved by this ball game than the Senators are. Runners at first and second with one out, and Tom McCall will pinch hit for Paul Lindblad. Wrong in my guess that the first time McCall was a pinch hitter this year, he hit a home run.
I think it won the ball game.
So this may be Tom's last appearance in the Senators uniform. And wouldn't it be something if he hit one out of the park? Actually, a base hit would be just beautiful. With runners at first and second and one away. Dave Nelson leads second. Tom Raglan leads first. One away. The pitch to McCraw is outside. Ball one. McCraw, left-hand batter. Akers at the belt. Kicks and fires. In for the strike. It's 1-1. One ball and one strike on Tom McCraw. The runners lead from first and second with one away. Last the eighth inning, 5-5 to score. Tommy checked his swing just in time. It's outside, ball two. Two balls and one strike on Tom McCraw with Elliot Maddox on deck. Joe Grazenda is warming up in the bullpen. The 2-1 pitch. There's a line drive down the right field line, falling quickly and curving. It is a foul ball. No, sir. Throw to the plate, in time, not in time. Throw to third, not in time again. Nelson has crossed the plate with a go-ahead run. Racing for the ball was the right fielder, Rusty Torrey. He tried to make a shoestring catch just in fair territory. It was signaled no catch. Nelson crossed the plate with a sixth run. The Senators lead it 6-5. And safe at third is Tom Raglan. So the Senators have taken the lead. Texas leaguer down the right field line, by Tom McCraw. Joyce could not catch up with it. First base umpire Jake O'Donnell ruled that he had trapped the ball and his throw to the plate was not in time to get Dave Nelson. Still only one out. Elliot Maddox, the batter. And Akers steps off the rubber. Curve is low, ball one. Runners on the corners. Ragland at third. McCraw at first. Baker stretching. And pitching 1-0. There's a fly ball hit deep to right center field. Long run to Torrey. Buckman, a warning track. He makes the catch. Ragland will score easily with a seventh run. And it's a 7-5 ball game. Senators leading. And before Kobe Harabat, let's pause for station identification. This is the Washington Senators Baseball Network.
WWDC, AM and FM, Washington. Where'd you get it? At Jack Amatucci Chevy City, where the action is on everything from Vegas to Vets. Jack Amatucci Chevrolet, Bears Mill Road and Georgia Avenue in Wheaton.
Toby Harrah, the batter, with Tom McCraw at first. Pitch is swung on and missed, strike one. Harrah is 1-for-4, an infield single to short in the first inning. Since then, he's fouled to the first baseman, grounded into a short-to-first double play, and fly to left. One strike on Toby. McCraw breaks for second. Pitch is swung and a miss. Throw to second is high, and he's out at second base. As coming down quickly on the base runner was Horace Clark, who put the tag on the in-sliding Tom McCraw for the final out of the inning. But in the eighth inning, the Senators pick up two runs. On one hit, there were two errors, and nobody was left. The score after eight, Senators 7 and New York 5. We have a new pitcher for the Senators coming in as the New York Yankees come to bat in the top of the ninth inning, trailing 7-5. What a wild and woolly ball game it's been. The Senators spotted the New York Yankees a 5-1 advantage, but roared back with 4 in the sixth, 2 in the eighth, and they now lead it 7-5. And Joe Grazenda will try and save it for Paul Lindblad. Joe has been a most pleasant surprise this year. He's 5-2. Is appearing in his 46th game of the year, has worked 69 and two-thirds innings, allowed 54 hits, walked only 17, and seven of those were intentional, struck out 56, has given up two homers, 19 runs, 15 of them earned, and has a sparkling 1.93 earned run average. So it's 7-5 on 7, 11-0 for Washington, 5-9-5 for New York. A pinch hitter for the Yankees for Jack Aker. Philippe Alou. Alou hitting 286 with 8 home runs, 21 doubles, 6 triples, and 69 runs batted in. The pitch to Felipe, ground ball is short. Toby up in it, bobbles it, picks it up, throws to first, in time to get a lead. Good recovery by Toby Harrah. And we are now two outs away from the conclusion of Major League Baseball in the nation's capital. Hopefully, it won't be too long. The fans have demonstrated their enthusiasm tonight. The batter is Bobby Mercer, who takes a pitch in for the strike. $14,460 showed up tonight. The one strike pitch is outside, 1-1. Mercer has flied to center in a two-run homer, his 25th of the year. Then he grounded out first to the pitcher covering and walked. He swings and misses strike two. One ball and two strikes on Bobby Mercer. He'll be the second leading batter in the American League, trailing only the batting champ Tony Oliva of the Minnesota Twins. The 1-2 coming is outside. It's 2-2. Bobby Mercer batting for the New York Yankees with one out and nobody on in the ninth inning. The 2-2 from Gazenda. One back to Joe. He spears it. He throws to Tom McCaw at first. And there are two outs. Are coming out on the field. This will not be a complete game unless they get back. This will not be a complete game unless they get back. So we certainly hope that this ball game can be concluded. The players now are clearing the field. As pandemonium has broken loose, and the field is filled with many souvenir hunters. The Senators lead 7-5 with two outs. Police are trying to restore order, but the crowd continues to mill all around the field. Some fans are scooping up dirt. More and more now are converging on the field. The Senators are one out away from victory. The Yankees have two outs in the top of the ninth inning.
Realistically, they're a lot closer to defeat because they'll never get this ball game underway again. The bases are gone. There's a patrolman standing on home plate, another one on the mound, and they're very rapidly becoming outnumbered.
A mass of bodies on the field. Most of them just standing there, getting a glimpse of RFK Stadium, the site of Major League Baseball, perhaps for the last time. It may well be that the Senators will be denied their final victory. Now fans are converging upon the scoreboard. And again, the souvenir hunters are trying to get anything from the stadium. They are succeeding, and reinforcements have been called, and hopefully the field will be cleared so we can get the final out in this historic ball game.
Realistically, we wanted to take the National Guard to get them out here. because there won't be much left of the scoreboard. It's like an army of ants out there going through the jungle. They're just chopping away at everything they can get their hands on.
It's a shame they couldn't have waited for one more out. But they didn't. And now the job at hand is to try and clear the field so this ball game can continue. The remainder of the fans, and I don't believe anyone has left this ballpark tonight, are watching the activity on the field. But it is activity every place. The scoreboard has been completely decimated. Nothing remains. I hope Norm Hammer does.
I wonder what's going on in Normie's mind out there right now.
I believe Bert Hawkins has just said that this game will be forfeited to New York.
It has been.
Well, it's a strange way to lose a ball game. It's a strange way to wind up Major League Baseball in the nation's capital. But I guess it's been a topsy-turvy season. No one believed that there would not be Major League Baseball in the nation's capital. But it's sad to report there no longer is. How long Major League Baseball will stay away remains to be seen. The lights flicker here at RFK Stadium. And as the lights flicker, the hopes of that long-awaited pennant die with the light. The last pennant, 1933. The last time the Senators were in the first division, 1946. The fans of Washington, over the years, have supported ball clubs that never have measured up on the field to the other clubs in the league. We can only hope that their loyalty over these many years will be rewarded in the near future with a new Major League franchise. Baseball is a great game. It's a game for everyone. But I think maybe George Soucy put it best when he said, Washington is not the capital of the United States. Washington is the capital of the world. And can you imagine the capital of the world not having Major League Baseball? Ladies and gentlemen, I can only say that it has been an extreme pleasure broadcasting Senators baseball for the last 3 years. I want to thank all of the members of the Washington Senators, my good friends on the team, who have been so great, so cooperative. I also want to thank all the members of the Senators organization for their help and cooperation over the years. Vicky Magny, the switchboard operator, a real unsung hero who always had a pleasant word when people called the stadium. Bert Hawkins and his wonderful secretary, Joan Flanagan. Oscar Malamud was a big help. When you take a look at the loyal people who have worked in the Senators' offices, dedicated to bringing the best possible service, you have to take your hats off. But I think tonight, the fans of Washington who have suffered so long have to be congratulated for their many years of loyal support. And also, I'd like to thank, and you hate to mention names because there's so many that will be omitted, but I want to thank George Minot, the outstanding baseball writer for the Washington Post, Merle Whittlesey, the outstanding baseball writer for the Washington Star. Charlie Raymond, the fine young writer who had only 1 year of Major League Baseball, my good friend Russ White of the Daily News. You could go on and on and on, thanking everyone. I'd like to take this opportunity right now to thank my broadcasting partner, Tony Roberts. It's been an extreme pleasure working with him this season, despite the fact we didn't have too many victories, and ironically, we lost one tonight on a forfeit because the field was completely decimated and the umpires forfeited the game to New York, even though the Senators had the lead 7-5. But Tony, it's been a lot of fun working with you, and I hope that our paths will cross many times in the future, and perhaps someday real soon, we can be broadcasting the games of the Washington Senators again.
Well, not much more I can add to that. The only thing that was preserved here tonight was the rubber on the mound, because they came out and dug it up under police guard, and they're carting it off now to the center field area. Rule 417 in the rule book says a game shall be forfeited to the opposing team when a team is unable or refuses to place nine players on the field. Well, the Senators were unable to continue because of the many fans on the field, and so this one will go into the record book as a New York Yankee victory. But I believe they still have home plate intact. I think an officer is still standing on home plate right now. Not a heck of a lot we can say. Ron, I certainly have enjoyed my 1 year with you, and just to echo your sentiments, I hope that we can do it again sometime if